This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines. You know, we start the day with a little controversy, actually, because Bam Adebayo is getting into it with KD. And I got to tell you something. This is one of those things where you look at it, and here's the tweet, so you can check it out. So they're shooting, right? And it's they're practicing and they're shooting and all that. And we all know that KD is a guy that you could get into his feelings really, really easy, right? And so as you can see there. And I'll pull up the tweet on my own, but KD, they both shoot. Dame Lillard and him are shooting from 3-point range, and then the rebounds come off, right? And Bam grabs one of the rebounds, and then somebody else grabs another, and then Bam starts dribbling and stuff, and KD gets into his feelings now, and it's like, yo, man, I'm supposed to get the ball back, this and that. So then Bam and him start, like going back and forth and arguing. And then KD's like, no, man, this ain't the ball I had. This is a woman's ball or whatever. And he wanted the ball that Bam had, you know what I mean? And so then, like, they ended up trading the basketball, and it was all that. And so then KD goes, dog see me knock down the corner three and proceeds to work on his ball handling with the ball. I'd be with it. Bro, got to learn some respect. At Bam 101. So he tweets that out. I mean, KD, we have learned that KD has turned into a first-class asshole, right? I mean, that's just what it is. We all know Bam isn't an asshole. We watch Bam every day. I don't think there's a classier kid than Bam, right? I mean, Bam and Tua are racing for class, right? I mean, these are just amazing people you want representing your city, your organization. You want them to be idols for fans, for young fans. They can look up to a Bam. They can look up to a Tua. Those kind of people are just, they're special, man. And so a Bam goes, stop lying, KD. You saw Dame Lillard take your rock. You just tried to little me, bro. And then he gave him the middle finger, as you can see there. So Bam wasn't having any of that. He was going at him. And, if you look at the thread down, he's just still mad that you dropped 41 on his head and all that kind of stuff. I just wonder, what's wrong with KD, bro? Have you ever seen a more sensitive superstar in your freaking life, dude? I mean, we've had some sensitive superstars in the past. Aaron Rodgers seems to be a little sensitive at times. But nothing like this guy. I'm trying to think of some of the guys that were a little bit, I think Blake Griffin was a guy that kind of, all the media attention and all the negativity sometimes got to him a little bit too. There have been some guys in the past that have been kind of sensitive, but dude, what is this with KD, bro? And that wasn't the guy that when he first came in the league, do you remember when he signed his first extension with Oklahoma City? There was no hype, no talk, no nothing. He just signed the deal and he just kept going. That's it. He's the dude that used to show up with the school bag and just, talk and be cordial and this and that. And then all of a sudden he picked up burner accounts and started becoming this ogre. And I don't know what happened to him, dude. You know what I mean? It can't. And supposedly he smokes a ton of weed. So you would figure he'd be mellowed out a little bit there, right? I mean, Spicoli's not going to lose it. Why would KD lose it? I don't get it, bro. I mean, this is the most uptight stoner I have ever seen in my life. This is crazy. You're gonna make a big stink about not getting the rebound you thought you got. Because, okay, credibility-wise, also, I'm leaning on Bam. I'm not leaning on KD. Credibility? No. Let me put a little Dikembe Mutombo. No. So I'm going to go with Bam that Dane did take the ball at KD. But
You got to go public on Twitter with this? Really? I'm just, good for Bam that he just let him, he unloaded on his ass, man. I mean, come on. That's embarrassing. That's just, I just don't get that, man. Why would you do that? It just, that makes no sense, man. I don't know what happened to KD. I don't know. He started off so well in his career. He looked like the kind of guy like Bam and like Russell Wilson and like Tua, and like he looked like that kind of dude. The Cal Ripken, the Tony Gwynn, the Derek Jeter. He looked like that kind of dude early on in his career. That, you know, great player, and he's actually a good dude and all that. We don't, I mean, I know Derek as the owner, but as the player, he's impeccable. Okay, I know as the Marlins owner, you can start to question things if you want, whatever. But the human being, you cannot question, right? Derek is a great dude, man. You know, a good human being. And so you start looking at, you know, Russell Wilson, all these kind of cats. Come on, man. That's embarrassing.